There's only one way to start this week's review, and that's with a look back at the first few days of action at SW19, the land of Pims and Strawberries, better known as Wimbledon. In the first few days of the tournament, I think it's probably fair to say that the tennis form book took a battering. On the Monday, we suffered two early casualties as the two British girls, Heather Watson and Elena Baltasia, were both beaten in straight sets. Then Rafa Nadal, fresh from victory in the French Open, was given a reality check and a three-set-to-love beating by Mr. Darcy. Not Jane Austen's Mr. Darcy, the other one. The Belgian, Steve Darcy, ranked 135 in the world. Then came woeful Wednesday, where we lost seven players through injury, including the likes of Marin Cilic and Joe Wilfried Tsonga, and even the women's number two seed, Victoria Azarenka. But the Wednesday's hit list wasn't just about injuries. It also took its toll on the field of play. There were second-round exits for Maria Sharapova, who was beaten in straight sets by Portugal's Michelle Lado de Brito, ranked 131. And close on her exiting heels was Roger Federer, who went down 3-1. His conqueror, the Ukrainian, ranked 116 in the world, Sergei Stakhovsky. But the carnage didn't end there. Poor old Mr. Darcy, still wearing Nadal's first-round scalp, had to pull out of the tournament with a shoulder injury. He was understandably gutted.
I think when you beat a guy like Rafa first round, you want to show more. You want to play more matches, and I was playing maybe the best tennis in my life here. And not to go on the court today, it's maybe the biggest disappointing thing I have to do.
Well, all these injuries, withdrawals and surprise results could be good news for Andy Murray, whose path to the final now looks very straightforward. However, if he does get there, he will probably come up against the mighty Serb Novak Djokovic. Finally, Laura Robson is still flying the flag for Britain. She's through to the third round after beating Mariana Duque Marino in straight sets. On to cricket, and what a busy time it's been for the England team. On Sunday at Edgbaston, they squared up to India in the final of the ICC Champions Trophy. Alastair Cook won the toss and decided to field. And things looked good when, after the allotted 20 overs, India had been restricted to 129 for 7. The pressure was now on the England batting lineup, and they seemed up to the task. With 4 overs to go, Bapara and Morgan were at the crease, both scoring freely. England needed just 19 runs with 5 wickets in hand. And then it all went Pete Tong. We lost Bapara and Morgan in the same over, both caught by Sharma. Butler was then bowled for a duck, while Bresnan was run out, having scored just 2. We ended with the pairing of Broad and Treadwell, and they just couldn't match the required run rate. England ended up losing by 5 runs. For them, it was a real case of what might have been. But India also deserve a great deal of credit, as they dug in bravely to defend a low score under the meticulous captaincy of MS Dhoni, who refused to let his team give up.
It's important to be positive. I said, you know, let's look for a good start. That's something that's very critical. Don't think about the result. And, you know, the first and foremost thing was, don't look up. God is not coming to save you. You have to fight it out. We are the number one ranked team. Let's play like that. If we lose, you know, they'll have to score the runs. We won't make it easy for them.
Now, England cricket team didn't have to wait too long to put that disappointing result behind them. On Tuesday and Thursday, they were scheduled in for 2 2020 matches against New Zealand. The Thursday match was abandoned due to rain after just 2 balls were bowled, but Tuesday's match, well, that was a corker. New Zealand batted first and attacked the bowling from the off. They set a target of 201 thanks to half centuries from Hamish Rutherford and Brendan McCullum. Now, only 3 times in this format of game has a team chased down a total of 200 plus, and never in this country. So the stats were massively against England, but they were exuding a steely determination, and from the outset, they looked determined to make a real fight of it. And fight they did. They got to a final total of 196 for 5, and but for some brilliant New Zealand fielding, would probably have reeled them in. But despite the effort, the record books will show that New Zealand won by 5 runs, though England's 2020 captain Ewan Morgan was still able to take a positive overview.
Yeah, disappointing. Obviously, the guys showed some great character throughout. Very good batting wicket with a short boundary one side. We felt it was a chaseable total. We got off to a flyer of a start, but just couldn't continue it, which is a bit of a shame.
Now, rugby union, and last Saturday in Brisbane, the British and Irish Lions had the first of 3 test matches against Australia, and they came through with flying colours, winning by 21 points to 23. Well, I say flying colours, but as the score suggests, it was a close and hard-fought battle. A first half try by George North and some solid kicking by Lee Halfpenny gave the tourist a slender 12-13 lead at the interval. In the second half, as expected, Australia rallied, but the Lions held firm. and thanks to a converted try by Welshman Alex Cuthbert, they extended their lead to 20 points to 13. But once again, the hosts refused to lie down, and two kicks from James O'Connor reduced the Lions' lead to just 2 points. Then, with just 90 seconds left on the clock, Kurt Lee Beale was given a chance to win the game for the Wallabies, with a penalty right in front of the uprights. But in a dramatic twist, he slipped while kicking, and the ball bounced under the post, allowing the Lions to claim victory. So, a great start to the series for the Lions, but captain Sam Warburton knows there's plenty of work still to be done.
Absolutely delighted with the win. You know, it was a great start, but you know, we celebrated for a bit, and then after a while, you know, we realised we had to back it up again next week, and it's you know, it was only half the job done. So it's you know, great for momentum that we got the first game now, but looking forward to supporting the boys on Tuesday, keep the winning streak going, and then back to work on Saturday.
You heard Sam talking there about the Tuesday match. Well, that was against the Melbourne Rebels, and the Lions certainly did keep the winning momentum going. They were victorious by 35 points to nil. Now the focus is all about the second test, which takes place this Saturday in Melbourne at 11 o'clock our time.